Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. Today we're going to do a special show on singer-songwriters of the 1970s. If you didn't start listening to album rock radio until the early 80s, this show might not resonate with you, but they are a huge part of the foundation of album rock radio. Some of them remained relevant for decades as album rock radio evolved. Some have been relegated to the soft rock bin, but at the dawn of album rock radio, they sold out stadiums and arenas, even though the volume of their music often couldn't break a pane of glass. Singer-songwriters of the 70s, today on Rock of Ages.
One by one, and we have just begun. swirling and dancing along. Passed by the old willow tree, where lovers caress as we sing the bar song. Rejoicing together when we greet the sea. And it goes on and on,
watching the
That's Loggins and Messina on Rock of Ages, Watching the River Run. Jim Messina was an established artist when he first met Kenny Loggins in 1972, having been a member of Buffalo Springfield and Poco. Messina was slated to produce Loggins' first album, but over time it became a dual effort, and they went on to be the most popular pop rock duo of the early 1970s. We also heard Dan Fogelberg from his Souvenirs album. Dan Fogelberg's first few albums were critical and commercial successes in the early 70s, but then he was relegated to the wimpy soft rock band later in his career. But he brought that upon himself with songs like Longer and Leader of the Band. But if you can, listen to Souvenirs or Netherlands for some of the finest crafted songs of early album rock radio. Dan Fogelberg, by the way, died of pancreatic cancer in 2007. He was only 56 years old. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Our show is Rock of Ages, and we're doing a special show this week featuring the singer-songwriters of the 1970s. That'll be solo artists and duos. Let me set the context for you. This show, Rock of Ages, is about album rock radio, a radio format that began in the early 1970s and lasted until the early 2000s. And it went through many changes over the years. But at the beginning, when artists stopped emphasizing short, poppy singles and instead matured into full-length albums with much deeper and more sophisticated songwriting, certain FM radio stations went with that trend and started playing these deeper songs. Back then, there was no distinction between what we now call hard rock or soft rock or metal or southern rock or R&B. It all got played, and the singer-songwriters were a huge part of that. Over the years, the album rock radio format splintered, and these artists were relegated to soft rock, or the recently named and kind of humorous yacht rock. But at the dawn of album rock radio, they were hugely popular, sold millions of albums, sold out stadiums, and are an important part of the history of album rock radio. By the way, there will be no Phil's pick this week because we're doing a special show. Phil has the week off, but be sure to join us next week and every week when Phil from Watertown gives us Phil's pick. But we are happy to give him the week off this week. So let's get started with the show. Simon and Garfunkel were hugely successful in the late 60s and early 70s, but creative differences between the two led Paul Simon to go out on his own right at the height of their success after releasing Bridge Over Troubled Water. He began a legendary solo career, earning his reputation as one of the most thoughtful singer-songwriters of the rock era. From his 1972 debut solo album, this is Paul Simon on Rock of Ages.
there for the light for me. Remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so low. Such a mysterious way, and the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, when the mother and child reunion is only a motion away.
See me when the world has set you free.
That's America from their second album called Homecoming, also from 1972. It's called California Revisited. And we heard Paul Simon with the Mother and Child Reunion. America actually started as a trio, but then became a duo. They represented the California sound, even though they met in England, as the sons of U.S. Air Force officers. They won the Grammy for Best New Artists of 1972, and after a couple of albums, their popularity started to wane. But then they hooked up with producer George Martin of Beatles fame and went on to a big run with many album rock radio staples. Well, we are celebrating the singer-songwriters of the 1970s in a special show this morning on Rock of Ages. And the women of album rock radio are also a huge part of the story. Carly Simon, Linda Ronstadt, Joni Mitchell, Melissa Manchester were very successful. But on top of the mountain for almost the entire decade of the 1970s was Carole King. She'd been a staff songwriter for ABC Dunhill and wrote or co-wrote some of the biggest hits of the 1960s. Then she got behind the mic and released Tapestry, which sold 25 million copies, stayed on the charts for 6 years, and to this day remains one of the best-selling albums of all time. From Tapestry, here's Carole King. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
soar like two birds through the clouds. But soon you'll cage me on your shelf.
That's Carly Simon, one of the superstar singer-songwriters in the 1970s. That's the way I've always heard it should be. And we heard Carole King from Tapestry and I Feel the Earth Move. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. If you are new to the show and just a first-time listener, we don't always sound this way. This is a special show that we're doing. We like to do one every once in a while. Most of the time, we play the best rock from all eras. And that means the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from the 2000s through today. We like to say that if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to were still around today, this is what it would sound like. And so we thank you very much for joining us today on 91.5 FM if you are in Boston and listening on the radio, and at WMFO.org if you are streaming or listening to us on demand. Well, Carly Simon was also half of the it couple of the 1970s, along with James Taylor, also a huge star who she married in 1972. Let's listen to some JT now on Rock of Ages.
You can play the game. Out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing a fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and if it feels nice, don't think twice. Just
shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say. This is widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about this squeaky wheel. Always get in the grease. Better to
shower the people you love with love.
Yes, and
show them the way that you feel.
I know things are gonna be just fine if you only will. What I'd like to do to you.
Shower the people you love with love.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
From his debut album, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, that is the late Jim Croce, an operator. And we heard James Taylor before that with Shower of the People. Jim Croce was a Philadelphia school teacher whose wife encouraged him to quit his job and pursue his dream. He had three album rock radio hits off that debut album and was in the prime of his career when he and his band were killed in a plane crash while on tour in 1973. He became even more popular after his death, and his earnest songwriting is still revered to this day. One of the most interesting personalities to come out of the singer-songwriter era is Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens was British, and he had a phenomenal run of album rock radio hits in the early 1970s. In December of 1977, he converted to Islam and adopted the name Yusuf Islam the following year. And in 1979, he auctioned all of his guitars for charity and left his musical career to devote himself to educational and philanthropic causes in the Muslim community. He remained out of public life for more than 25 years, but returned to popular music in 2006. And in 2020, for the 50th anniversary of his landmark Tea for the Tillerman album, he re-recorded the whole thing. Not re-released, but actually re-recorded every song and released that last year. Let's listen to a cut from the original now, from Tea for the Tillerman, Cat Stevens, on Rock of Ages.
it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? You roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. You lead, you're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride. satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off. Don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
No discussion of the singer-songwriters of the 1970s would be complete without Billy Joel. From The Stranger, 1977, that's Vienna. And we heard Cat Stevens before that, Where Do the Children Play, off of Tea for the Tillerman. Billy Joel still going strong, selling out Fenway Park every summer. He has an in-residence program at Madison Square Garden in New York. He continuously sells that out. So, even though he made his mark in the 70s, still some 50 years later, still going strong, Billy Joel. We will be right back with more singer-songwriters of the 1970s on our special show of Rock of Ages right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Like Billy Joel, Jackson Browne is an artist that is still going strong today. He's most closely associated with the Southern California sound, along with the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Warren Zevon, and others. He was a superstar of album rock radio in the early 1970s and is still very active today. He's touring, and he released his latest album, Downhill From Everywhere, in 2021. From his second album, For Every Man, this is Jackson Browne, Colors of the Sun, Rock of Ages.
Sun flashing on the water top, echo on the land, digging for a coin, many other tiny worlds slipping past my hand. Awake to understand you are not dreaming. It is not seeming just to be this way. Dying men draw numbers in the air, dream to conquer little bits of time, scuffle with the crowd to get their share. Time. voices in the air, sympathetic harmony coming from the trees. Hanging at my door, many shiny surfaces ringing in the breeze. Oh, leave me where I am not losing. If I am choosing not to plan my life, disillusioned savior, search the sky, wanting just to show someone the way, asking all the people passing by,
to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
That's Joni Mitchell from the album Court and Spark. And although Carole King outsold her in the 1970s, probably history remembers Joni Mitchell as the first lady of singer-songwriters of the early 1970s. Well, I'm looking at the time and I'm looking at my list, and I realize there are a lot of really, really good artists that we are not going to get to. So I'm going to turn right back to the music and tell you about this one. Daryl Hall and John Oates met at Temple University but lost touch when Oates transferred. They both worked the Philadelphia club scene and became reunited at some point. They had a lot of top 40 hits. In fact, they became one of the top-selling duos of all time. But their first couple of albums were played heavily on album rock radio, including this one, Abandoned Luncheonette. This is from that album, WMFO.
Were you ever so in love you couldn't wait to get to sleep and dream about the one you wish was there beside you? In the past few days I've grown love your giggles on the phone and how we hug so nicely. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. And from the first song, had I known you better than now, I'm gonna move away, another town, another crazy day. Ooh, I wanna stay and maybe hang around you. Call it luck, call it fate, call it a shame that we have met so late and loved so lightly. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known,
had I known you, had I
there beside you from the first time that I saw you. Had I known you better then, I would have said those three old words. And from the first time that I saw you, had I known.
Every season I go through.
one of the founding members of Traffic, along with Steve Winwood, that is Dave Mason, who also had a very good solo career in the 1970s. And before that, Hall & Oates. The album was Abandoned Luncheonette, and the name of the song was Had I Known You Better Then. Well, believe it or not, that's all the time we have for today's show. And our very special tribute to singer-songwriters of the 1970s. And before I hear from you, let me say right up front, I realize I left out a lot of good ones. How about these? Elton John, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Boz Scaggs, all the solo Beatles. Could have definitely done another hour. But that's all the time we have for today. So thanks for joining me, Ron LaRussa. We will get back to our regular Rock of Ages programming starting next week. We do it every single Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. So until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours without